This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. The messenger has believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and so have the believers. كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. All of them have believed in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers, saying, we make no distinction between any of his messengers. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And they say, we hear and we obey. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the final destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not charge a soul except with that within its capacity. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. It will have the consequence of what good it has gained, and it will bear the consequence of what evil it has earned. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Our Lord, do not impose blame upon us if we have forgotten or erred. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. Our Lord, and lay not upon us a burden like that which you laid upon those before us. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Our Lord, and burden us not with that which we have no ability to bear. واعف عنا, and pardon us. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا, and have mercy upon us. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا, you are our protector. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, so give us victory over the disbelieving people. These two verses are the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. And these two verses were given as a gift to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were revealed at a very special occasion. We learned that when the first ayah was revealed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that to Allah belongs whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whether you hide something or you reveal it. And it is up to Him. He can hold you accountable or He can pardon you. When this verse was revealed, the companions were overwhelmed by worry and concern. They said that we are not able to keep a control on what is inside of us. We can control our actions, but when it comes to the state of the heart, the feelings and the thoughts that go through the heart, we don't necessarily have control over that. So this is too difficult for us. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to say, that say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that we hear and we obey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this response of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers. And these two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah were revealed. And in these two verses, we are taught that first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the iman, the faith of His Messenger and the believers, about their complete faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises their complete faith. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He does not burden a person with more than their capacity. And a person is responsible for the choices that they make. And then we are taught some beautiful du'as in which we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Forgiveness for our forgetfulness, forgiveness for our unintentional mistakes. And we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make matters easy for us, to not try us with what is heavy for us to bear, to not try us with trials that the people before us were tried with. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, for His pardon, and for His mercy. And we acknowledge that He alone is our protector, so we are in need of His help. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever recites these two verses in the night, then they are sufficient for him. And the ulama say what this means is that they are sufficient for his protection. Meaning if a person recites these two verses in the night, then for the entire night, that person will have protection from Allah Azza wa Jal against anything that is harmful. And the ulama also say that this means that these two verses will suffice for night worship. Meaning if a person is not able to pray in the night, or if they're not able to pray all night long or most of the night, then these two verses, they bring so much reward and so much benefit that and so much forgiveness that these two verses are sufficient for a person in place of night worship. So in these nights, in the last nights of Ramadan, as we focus on making dua and we focus on reciting more Quran and seeking forgiveness from Allah and praying in the night, let us also recite these two verses and especially focus on seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in the first ayah, we learn that the believers say, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. They say, we hear and we obey. And this is the summary of what Iman really is. Iman, faith in Allah, is that a person accepts and surrenders. Iman is not just that a person says, I believe. It is not a verbal claim. Iman is acceptance from the heart. Any a person willingly accepts whatever Allah and His Messenger have informed us of. And then it is not just about acceptance that, okay, I believe in it. I believe it is true. And I know. Rather, after summer is also ta'a. There is also obedience. There is surrender. This is true iman. And then we see that with obedience, there is also istighfar. Because right after samirna wa atarna is the word ghufranak, your pardon. Meaning, Ya Rab, we beg your pardon. So this teaches us that as we busy ourselves in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must also busy ourselves in seeking His forgiveness. And the ulama say that when a slave increases in obedience to Allah, he also increases in istighfar, in seeking forgiveness from Allah. And when a slave decreases in his obedience to Allah, then his istighfar also decreases. Subhanallah. Yani your istighfar will increase in proportion to your obedience to Allah. And it will decrease in proportion to your obedience to Allah. Why? Because istighfar is always with obedience. Samirna wa atarna ghufranak. And we see that it was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in every act of worship, with every act of worship, after every act of worship, there was istighfar. And we see that this is necessary because every single time that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how excellent our worship is, there is always some kind of deficiency. So when we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then istighfar makes up for that deficiency. And the effect of worship is humility. Meaning when a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly with sincerity, the impact of that is that a person becomes humble before Allah. A person lowers himself before Allah, recognizes his deficiency in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the servant recognizes his own faults, his own mistakes. And this is the fruit of worship, that a person becomes humble. And so we carry that effect of worship after ibadah in the form of istighfar. So when we complete an act of worship, we continue to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Quran, we learn that after Hajj, meaning after completing the rituals of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ That now return from where the people return, and this is when the Hujjaj are returning to Mina after completing the ritual of Arafah and Muzdalifah. When they return to Mina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ Seek forgiveness from Allah. SubhanAllah. Seek forgiveness from Allah on performing the rituals of Hajj. When we complete Salah, what is it that we say? Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. We say Astaghfirullah three times. When we get up from a gathering, even if that gathering is of dhikr, is of remembrance of Allah, we are taught to say Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Again, we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night, then at the end of the night, at the time of suhoor, we are taught to seek forgiveness at that time also, at the end of night worship. As we learn in the Quran, wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun, that at the time of suhoor, at the time before fajr, they seek forgiveness from Allah. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ Those who seek forgiveness at the time of suhoor. In the morning, in the evening, at the end of the day, before going to sleep, we see in the sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to seek forgiveness from Allah. In fact, throughout the day, the Prophet ﷺ would say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ wa atubu ilay, or أَسْتَغْفِرُ 100 times. In other narrations, 70 times. So remember that istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah, this is something that goes hand in hand with worship. And ibadah, worship, invites its partner, which is istighfar. So it goes hand in hand with istighfar. And we continue to seek forgiveness as we worship Allah, and we continue to seek forgiveness even after we complete an act of worship. Remember that istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah, this is aman. This is our protection, our safety. We learn in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ And Allah would not punish them while you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are among them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And Allah would not punish them while they seek forgiveness. The Prophet ﷺ is no longer among us. However, in this ayah we're taught that for as long as people are seeking forgiveness from Allah, Allah will not punish them. So istighfar is aman. It is our safety. It is protection against the punishment of Allah. And when we look at the linguistic meaning of the word istighfar is to seek covering, to seek protection. Because mighfar is actually a helmet, and a helmet is worn in order to protect the head. And istighfar is a way of shielding, protecting ourselves from the consequences of our own wrongdoing. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, we are asking Him to shelter us, to protect us from our own sins, from the consequences of our own sins. And this shows us that really there are consequences of sins. We learn in the Quran that whatever difficulty reaches you, then that is a consequence of what your own hands have earned. And Allah pardons much because Allah is Halim, He is forbearing. So the difficulty, the harm that we experience in our lives, a lot of times it is the consequence of our own wrongdoing. In the hereafter also, the punishment that a person will receive is because of their own wrongdoing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice to His slaves. So istighfar is a way of shielding ourselves, protecting ourselves against sins that we have committed knowingly, and also sins that we have committed by mistake, or sins that we have committed and we have forgotten. And the thing is that all of us as human beings, we make mistakes. We fall short in our obedience to Allah. And a lot of times we do wrong things, we say wrong things, and we don't even realize. In hadith we learn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kullu ibn Adam khatta', that all of the children of Adam are khatta'. They are, they make mistakes. They err. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ And the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent to Allah. If our father, Adam alayhi salam, if he made a mistake, then this means that we are also prone to making mistakes. We are not angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in a way that is different from the way that he created the angels. The angels, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They do not disobey Allah in what he has commanded them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ And they do what they are ordered. They continue to worship and glorify Allah. They continue to praise Allah. So the angels, yes, they are sin-free. They do not make mistakes. But human beings are not created like that. We have been created in such a way that we have the potential to sin because we forget. We have our desires. We have the influence of shaitan. We have our own weaknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in such a way that فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired in us our taqwa, our piety. And before that, فُجُورَهَا yani our ability to sin and also our ability to safeguard against sin. So we have both abilities, the ability to obey and also the ability to disobey. And this is the test of our lives, that what is it that we choose to do? So when we make mistakes, when we sin, when we fall short, when we do something wrong, knowingly or accidentally, then that is not a life sentence or a sentence of punishment. Rather, that is the time when we turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal and we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn in the Quran about the righteous slaves of Allah that the moment that they realize they have done something wrong, they do not continue to sin. No, they immediately turn back to Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we realize we have done something wrong, we seek forgiveness from Allah. But otherwise also, we should continue to seek forgiveness from Allah, even if we don't remember the sins that we have committed. Why? Because just because we have forgotten them doesn't mean that they have been erased from our record. We learn in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَبَعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا On the day that Allah will gather all of them together, and then He will inform them of everything that they did. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ Allah enumerated it all. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had all of their deeds counted, listed, recorded. وَنَسُوهُ And they forgot it all. Subhanallah. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ And Allah is a witness over everything. He witnesses our deeds. He knows our mistakes. And yes, we forget them. We don't even realize. So it is necessary that we make istighfar a habit, that we continue to seek forgiveness from Allah throughout the day. And as we worship Allah, we should increase in istighfar. And there are so many benefits of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn in the Quran, Allah says, لَوْلَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Why do you not seek forgiveness from Allah in order that you may receive mercy? Can you seek forgiveness from Allah so that you receive the mercy of Allah? Because when we sin, when we disobey, then we deprive ourselves of Allah's mercy. When we seek forgiveness from Allah, again we invite the mercy of Allah. And without the mercy of Allah, we cannot survive. We cannot do anything good. No, a person cannot enter into paradise without the mercy of Allah. So seek forgiveness from Allah. We all experience difficulties in our lives, you know, in our finances, in our family, in our bodies, in our health, you know, mentally, socially. There are so many challenges that we experience in every stage of our lives. So istighfar is a way of finding ease. We learn in the Quran, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek forgiveness from your Lord, then repent to Him. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. Allah will allow you to live. He will give you enjoyment in this world, such enjoyment which is good, meaning He will give you a good life to live in the world, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, until a specified term. وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. And when you seek forgiveness from Allah, then Allah will give every possessor of favor His favor, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow His special favors on you when you seek forgiveness from Allah. We learn in the Quran that the prophets of Allah invited people to seek forgiveness from Allah. And for example, Nuh alayhi salam, he said to his people that istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. Indeed, He is the perpetual forgiver. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send rain from the sky upon you in continuing showers. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And He will give you increase in wealth and children, and provide for you gardens, and provide for you rivers. We learned that, you know, Hassan al-Basri, a man came to him complaining to him of poverty. He told him, seek forgiveness. Another man came to him complaining to him of, you know, not being able to have children. He told him, seek forgiveness. Another man came to him and complained to him of, you know, other difficulties and challenges in life. So again, he said to him, seek forgiveness. And someone asked him that, how come every person who is coming to you and complaining to you, you're just telling them to seek forgiveness? He said, this is what Allah teaches us. And he recited these verses that seek forgiveness from Allah. Allah will send rain. And when there is rain, there will be sustenance. Allah will give you wealth. Allah will give you children. Allah will let rivers flow for you. And Allah will give you gardens, any orchards, growth, food, sustenance, business, wealth, ease, plenty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises all of that as a result of what? As a result of seeking forgiveness from Him. We learn also in the Quran that another prophet of Allah said to his people that seek forgiveness from Allah, repent to Him. Allah will send the sky upon you in continuing showers, meaning abundant rain. وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. And Allah will increase you in your power. So sometimes we feel a weakness in our quwwa, in our powers. That, you know, for example, we could feel physically weak, or we could feel mentally weak. We may feel that we have a lesser capacity to be patient with our children, or perhaps our memory is becoming weak, or our tolerance, you know, with other people is getting weaker, or our capacity to work hard, our capacity to focus, that is decreasing. This could be any quwwa, mental strength, spiritual strength. Sometimes we feel that our capacity to worship Allah, to recite Quran, that is very weak, or that has become very weak. So how do you increase in your strength, whatever strength that may be, physical, financial, spiritual, mental, emotional, any kind of strength? How do you increase that? You increase that through istighfar, seeking forgiveness. So there are numerous benefits of seeking forgiveness from Allah. We learn that even the angels who are close to Allah, who carry the throne of Allah, what do? They glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, and they seek forgiveness for those people who believe. They say, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. They say, our Lord, you have encompassed everything in your mercy and knowledge. So forgive those people who have repented, who have followed your way, and save them from the punishment of hell. Allahu Akbar. We see that when a person seeks forgiveness from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables them to leave sins, to develop better habits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into Jannah. We learn in the Quran, Allah says that, O you who have believed, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. Your Lord will remove from you your sins. And removing your sins means that He will help you get rid of these bad habits, or that He will remove them from your record. He will pardon you, He will forgive you, and He will admit you into gardens of paradise. We learn in a hadith that good news is for the one who finds in his record a lot of istighfar. So we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should have hope that Allah will forgive us. We should seek forgiveness with yaqeen, with that conviction that my Lord forgives. Because indeed our Lord is very, very forgiving. As we learn in the Quran, Inna Rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Your Lord is vast in forgiveness. His forgiveness is very vast. Sometimes we hesitate seeking forgiveness from Allah because we falsely believe that Allah will not forgive us. Why? Because we have done something terribly wrong. Or we have again done something terribly wrong. We went back on our word. Or we said that we will leave the sin, but we did it again anyway. So Allah will not forgive me. This is not correct. We should always have hope. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Your Lord is vast in forgiveness. People have limited capacity to forgive. You say sorry once, they will accept. But then the next time you say sorry, they will say sorry is just a word. Right? They don't necessarily accept the apology because people get hurt. The reason why people don't forgive is because they get hurt when we wrong them. They get upset. They get injured. They get their feelings get injured. Their ego gets injured. And they need our loyalty. They need our cooperation to feel good about themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Allahu Akbar, He is the greatest, He is Al-Ghani, He is free of need. He does not need our obedience. He does not benefit from our worship. He does not depend on our praise or on our righteous actions, our righteous obedience. And His power does not reduce by our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get affected by our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'ul maghfirah. He is Al-Ghani, Al-Hamid, and He loves to forgive. And this is why we learn that if our sins were so many that they filled the space between the sky and the earth, they reached up to the sky, so many sins, and we sought forgiveness from Allah, Allah would forgive us. Because He is Ghaffar. He is the perpetual forgiver. And His forgiveness does not diminish His power or His rank. Allah forgives. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. We learn He is ghafir al-dhanb. He is the forgiver of sin, no matter what that sin is. He is the one who yaqbalu at-tawbata 'an 'ibadihi. He accepts the repentance of His slaves. In fact, wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu. Allah promises you forgiveness from Himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, run to forgiveness. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. And you don't come slowly. Yes, come with humility and with embarrassment, okay, with guilt as servants, oh, all right, but don't be slow in seeking forgiveness from Allah. Run, rush to forgiveness. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. And it doesn't matter what time of day or night it is. You can always seek forgiveness from Allah. Every single day, every single night, we can seek forgiveness from Allah. In hadith, we learn that Allah stretches out His hand during the night so that the people may repent for the faults committed from dawn until dusk. Subhanallah. In the night, Allah invites us, calls us, that we should seek forgiveness from Him for the sins that we committed all day long. And He stretches out His hand during the day so that the people may repent for the faults committed from dusk to dawn. Allahu Akbar. And this is something that happens every day. At the end of every day, at the end of every night, we are invited to seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. We learn that if you were not to commit sins, Allah would have swept you away out of existence and would have replaced you by another people who commit sins and then ask forgiveness from Allah, and He would have granted them forgiveness. Allah loves to forgive His slaves. Allah loves those slaves who turn back to Him. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those people who repent to Him. Allah loves them. When you beg Allah, Ya Rabb, forgive me, this is something that will draw you closer to Allah. This will bring you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Every single day, an announcement is made. Every single night, an announcement is made. In fact, we learn in hadith that in the last third of the night, Allah Himself calls, that is there anyone to invoke me so that I may respond to him? Is there anyone to ask me so that I may give him? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there any mustaghfir? Is there anyone who is seeking forgiveness so that I can forgive him? Allah invites us that we should seek forgiveness from Allah. We learn that there was a man who was walking, and he came across a skull, hollow skull, the skeleton basically. And when he saw that skull, that man began to talk to himself, and something, some feelings he had in his heart, and perhaps he remembered his sins, and he said, Ya Rabbi anta anta wa ana ana. Oh my Lord, you are you and I am I. You are al-awadu bil-maghfira. You keep forgiving. Wa ana al-awadu bil-dhunub. And I keep sinning. And then he fell down making sajda. He was filled with fear. He was filled with regret. And he recognized his own position, that I keep committing sins. But he also remembered that his Lord is the one who continues to forgive. So we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. So it doesn't matter how many sins we have committed, how ugly our past is, how nasty our present is. It doesn't matter whether we sin openly or privately. We sin, in our speech or in our actions. Because we, as human beings, this is how we are. This is how Allah has made us, that we will commit sins. But the thing is that we need to continue to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned that Iblis said to Allah that by your glory and your might, I will continue to mislead the children of Adam for as long as their souls are in their bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so by my honor and my might, I will continue to forgive them for as long as they seek forgiveness from me. So seek forgiveness from Allah. You might feel that last Ramadan, I worked so hard to pray, to seek forgiveness, to recite the Quran. I prayed in the night. I did this, I did that. But since last Ramadan, I have again developed so many bad habits. Again, I have committed so many sins. I have fallen short so many times. Yes, because you're human and you have an enemy, Shaitan, who is constantly after you. But you also have a Lord who continues to forgive, who loves to forgive. So as long as you are alive, no matter what you have done, remember, you can seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. In a hadith, we learn that a servant committed a sin and he said, oh Allah, forgive me my sins. And Allah said, my servant has committed a sin. And then he came to realize that he has a Lord who forgives the sins and takes to account for the sinner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Then after some time, again, the man committed a sin. And he said, Rabbi ighfir li dhanbi, my Lord, forgive me my sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my servant committed a sin. And he came to realize that he has a Lord who can forgive his sin, or he can take him to account for it. The man committed a sin again. And again he said, Rabbi ighfir li dhanbi, oh my Lord, forgive me my sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh my servant, do what you like, I have granted you forgiveness. So Imam An-Nawawi explains that what this means is that even if a person commits a sin 100 times or 1,000 times or more, But every single time that a person commits a sin and he seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah will forgive him. So as long as we keep seeking forgiveness from Allah, Allah will forgive us. Seeking forgiveness does not mean that now you have to become perfect. Seeking forgiveness means that you are asking Allah to forgive you for the wrong that you have committed up until this point. And yes, you are making the intention to change. You are making the intention to become better. And you are going to try consciously. But you are also weak. So you will fall again. You will make mistakes again. And that means that you continue to seek forgiveness. When a person admits their sin before Allah Azza wa Jal, and then they seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. We learn in a hadith that indeed Allah accepts the repentance of a slave as long as the soul does not reach the throat. Meaning until the person dies, up until that point, if a person continues to seek forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. After death, however, if a person seeks forgiveness on the Day of Judgment, that is not going to help. So we need to seek forgiveness now. And we have to believe that Allah forgives. Remember, even major sins, big sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them when a person repents and seeks forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ. Your Lord is possessor of forgiveness, meaning He's bestower of forgiveness to people over their wrongdoing, in spite of their wrongdoing. And when people commit a lot of dhulm, a lot of wrong deeds, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them when they seek forgiveness. We learn in the hadith that there will come people among the Muslims on the Day of Resurrection with sins as heavy as a mountain, and Allah will forgive them. Allah will forgive them. In hadith we learn that even the sin of zina, the sin of theft, the sin of drinking alcohol, any major sins, even shirk, if a person repents from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. We learn that even if a person commits murder, if a person seeks forgiveness, Allah will forgive him. Even those who persecute and torture believers, if they repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا. Those people who persecute believing men and believing women, and then they do not repent. So Hasan al-Basri says that, look at this generosity and kindness. They killed his close friends, but still he calls them to repentance and forgiveness. And this is an invitation that repent to Allah. Punishment is for those people who do not repent. We learn in hadith about the story of the man who committed 99 murders and then he ended up committing the 100th murder also. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardoned him. So many incidents in the seerah we learn where, for example, a person came having committed zina, confessed his sin, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to carry out the punishment, and the punishment was carried out, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he has repented to such an extent that if that repentance was divided among a people, it would be enough for all of them. And the tawbah of this one man is sufficient for the tawbah of the entire community. Allahu Akbar. This means that even for major sins, sins that for which is a penalty, for which is a legal punishment, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives people for those sins if they seek forgiveness from Allah. We learn that even for theft is forgiveness. We learn that when a person says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi, then all of his sins will be forgiven, even if he fled from a battlefield. When it comes to acts of injustice against oneself, or even acts of indecency, we learn that if a person seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah forgives. And there are many actions which bring about forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, remember that we should repent to Allah sincerely with our heart. And Ya Allah, I admit my sins before you and I seek forgiveness from you. I am embarrassed for the wrong that I have done. I don't deny any of my mistakes, but I also believe in your generosity, in your pardon, in your forgiveness, that you love to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. You love to forgive, so forgive me. So tawbah, remember, tawbah, repentance, is all about remorse and regret and admission of one's fault before Allah. Tawbah is the opposite of arrogance and stubbornness. Tawbah is that a person admits their sins, all right? That a person, first of all, turns back to Allah with their heart. And in their heart, there is guilt. They feel bad that I did this. I should not have done it. This is wrong. They have guilt in their heart. And then they have the intention that I am going to stop this wrong and I am not going to go back to it. Then tawbah includes the tongue that a person seeks forgiveness from Allah. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ. Then tawbah includes our limbs such that we leave the sins now. We don't, this is wrong that a person is committing a sin and at the same time seeking forgiveness from Allah. So for example, a person is drinking alcohol and with every sip they say, Astaghfirullah. Or a person is backbiting and as they're backbiting after every sentence they say, Astaghfirullah. This is a mockery of tawbah. This is a mockery of istighfar. If you are really sorry, then you don't continue to do the wrong action. You leave it. At least for now, leave it. Because that will show that you are sincere in your apology, in your repentance. And then a person must also leave the sin in the future to the best of their ability. And if they fall again in the same sin or in another sin, then again they should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are some practical steps that we need to take in order to leave sins. First of all, we have to remember the greatness of our Lord Azza wa Jal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator. He is the one who has bestowed so many favors on me. How can I disobey him? How can I reciprocate his favors with disobedience and sin and transgression and wrongdoing? This is not what I should be doing in response to all the favors that he has bestowed on me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the worlds. He is Rabbil Alameen. He is the only God worthy of worship. There is nothing like him. La sharika lah, la mithla lah. Nothing like him. He has no partner. Imagine, he is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He does not deserve that I disobey him. He does not deserve that I knowingly go against his commands, that I displease him. So when a person remembers the greatness of Allah, then it becomes easier for them to leave the sin and to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sins. Another thing is that when we remember the consequence of sins, which is in this world, any consequences in this world and also consequences in the hereafter, then a person is able to leave sins. For instance, if ever you were working in the kitchen near the stove, or maybe, in the summer you were using the grill, you're making pizza, something, barbecue, the heat, the fire, the smoke, the flames, it affects you. It disturbs you. It hurts you. If ever you have burnt your hand in hot water, if ever you have burnt your mouth when taking a hot sip of tea or coffee, at these moments, remember the fire of hell and its different punishments. There is smoke, black, thick smoke. There is zakum, the bitter, bitter fruit, tree, plant of hellfire. That will be a source of punishment for those who disbelieve. Then there is scalding hot water. Allahu Akbar. There's hameem, yani different types of punishments in hell. Think about those punishments and ask yourself, do I want any of that? Can I bear any of that? Can I put up with any of that? I know I cannot. Because if I could, then this means that I would have the capacity to leave the sin, yani, willingly. So compel yourself, convince yourself that this I cannot do. I cannot afford to do that. You know, for example, when you know that there are consequences to your actions, then you become careful. When you're tempted to drive very, very fast because you're driving a good car, the road is nice and smooth, it's empty, there's no traffic, and you're tempted to really, you know, accelerate and have fun. But then what happens? You realize that there is a speed camera, or that there, you know, typically there is police in this area. Then what do you do? What do you do? No matter how badly you want to speed, you don't. You control yourself. So just like that, when you are tempted to sin, to disobey Allah, remind yourself of the consequences of sins, the punishment in hell, the difficulties on the day of judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said that ظلم, that injustice will be darknesses on the day of judgment, meaning a person will be in darkness on the day of judgment because of their acts of injustice in the world. So we don't want that. Another important thing is that remind yourself of the benefits of repentance, of seeking forgiveness from Allah, that Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves His repenting slaves. You know, remind yourself of your standing before Allah. Another important thing is that busy yourself in good deeds. Like I mentioned earlier, that when a person increases in their good deeds, they increase in their istighfar also. So when you increase in your good deeds, when you busy yourself in, for example, the recitation of the Quran, listening to the Quran, you know, making dhikr, doing tasbih, when you set a goal for yourself that I have to say subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, subhanallah al-azim, you know, different tasbihat 100 times, you set a goal for yourself, you will not have the capacity to disobey Allah for long. How will you? How can you? When you have so many goals to meet. Another important thing is surround yourself with righteous company, with good people who inspire you with their good deeds to increase in good deeds, who inspire you with their tawbah and istighfar, that you also seek forgiveness from Allah, and stay away from bad company. Stay away from bad company, people who lighten sins for you. Remember that istighfar is an act of worship that should be a significant part of our lives, all our lives. We see that the prophets of Allah, alayhim as-salam, they were the best worshippers. And they also sought a lot of forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Istighfar was a constant part of their lives. We see in the sunnah that istighfar was a constant, a major part of the life of the prophets of Allah alayhi wasallam. Even though his sins were all forgiven, the prophets of Allah are ma'soom. They are protected against sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned them for their sins, for any of their shortcomings. But still, they would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that we should also seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal. In the Quran, we see that our father, Adam alayhi salam, our mother, Hawa, what did they do when they made a mistake? They made one mistake. They ate from the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade them to eat from. Just one mistake. And what did they do? They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. They said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers. The fact is that when we do something wrong, we are actually wronging ourselves. Allah does not get harmed by our sins. Allah does not benefit from our obedience. Our obedience, our sins directly impact us. And even sins in which we wrong other people, yes, we wrong them, but more than we wrong them, we actually wrong ourselves. So for example, if a person backbites another, then yes, they are, you know, talking bad about another person. This is injustice. This is not fair. This is, damaging to their reputation, their good name, etc. But before you wrong someone else, remember, you are wronging yourself. Because we learned that backbiting is such that it destroys the good deeds of a person. It destroys them. In the Quran, we are taught, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Would any one of you like that he should eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate that. You would hate that. So before we injure someone else with our sin, remember, we actually injure ourselves. So, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. We have harmed ourselves. We have committed injustice against ourselves by disobeying you. And remember, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us from, it is for our own good, our own safety, our own well-being. And when we disobey Allah and fall into sin, we're not just disobeying Allah, we're also harming ourselves. We're also damaging ourselves. This is the reality of sins. So, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And if you do not forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and you have mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we will surely be among the losers. So we ask Allah for two things over here. We ask Allah for forgiveness, and we also ask Allah for His mercy. Forgiveness for what? Forgiveness for the wrong that we have done. Mercy. Mercy for what? Mercy for our protection and our safety, our well-being. That in the future, protect us from committing the same mistake again, from committing other sins. This is what Allah's mercy does. It shields us. It covers us. It protects us. And the mercy of Allah also brings us reward and benefit. So on the one hand, we're asking Allah for forgiveness. On the other hand, we're asking Allah for good things, for blessings. And yes, we can do that. You see, when it comes to apologizing to people, you don't say, oh, I'm so sorry, but can you give me this? You know, this is like, where's your shame? You know, if you are ashamed before people, you don't ask them for favors after seeking forgiveness from them. Because this is people. Allah, our Lord, we are entirely, entirely dependent on Him. We need Him to forgive us, and we need every good thing from Him also. We cannot survive without His mercy. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is the dua of Adam alayhi salam. We see the dua of Nuh alayhi salam. He said, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. He said, my Lord, forgive me and my parents. Subhanallah. Nuh alayhi salam worked so hard for 950 years. Imagine, for that entire duration, he was calling people to Allah. That is some dedication. How long can we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Or how long can we continue to do a good deed for? We do it for 9 days and we think, wow, that's a lot. We do it for 1 month. By the end of the month of Ramadan, what happens? A lot of people begin to feel tired. Subhanallah, Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years he is calling people to Allah. Yet he says, oh my Lord, forgive me and forgive my parents. And this shows us that we should seek forgiveness from Allah along with our good deeds after we complete a good deed. And we should seek forgiveness from Allah for ourselves and also for our parents. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. A lot of people keep, you know, blaming their parents. They continue to count the mistakes of their parents, or they continue to spread the mistakes of their parents, the injustices of their parents. My parents did this, my mother did that, my father did that, my mother does this, my father does this. How ungrateful and how pathetic are such children who are talking bad about their parents before others? They're muhsineen. If you are such that Allah has shown you the mistakes of your parents, where they have done something wrong or they are doing something wrong, then you should be seeking forgiveness for your parents, not spreading their sins, not spreading their mistakes. If you can talk to them and you can advise them like Ibrahim alayhi salam did, go ahead and do that. But if it's not something that is in your ability, or in spite of doing that, it's they're not changing, they're not admitting, they're not listening, then your job is to seek forgiveness from your parents. رَبِّ اغْفِرْلِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. And even if your parents are very righteous and they have been very kind to you, very good to you, and they're more righteous than you, still, as a child, it is your responsibility to seek forgiveness for your parents. And especially if they have left this world, if they have passed away as believers, then it is your obligation. Yani, this is a basic thing that you can do. The minimum that you can do, that you seek forgiveness for your parents. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. We learn Nuh alayhi salam also made another dua in which he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We learned that when the son of Nuh alayhi salam, he drowned in the great flood, Nuh alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my son was from my family. Your promise is true. Yani, Nuh alayhi salam was wondering what happened. How come his son drowned? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that his son was not a true believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to ask for things about which he had no knowledge. So Nuh alayhi salam prayed, Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm, wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akum min al-khasirin. Very similar to the dua of Adam alayhi salam, that unless you forgive me and have mercy upon me, I will be among the losers. And this is a fact. If Allah does not forgive us our sins, if Allah does not have mercy on us, we will be of the losers. No matter how much fun we have in this life, and no matter how many things we enjoy in this life, we will be losers if Allah does not forgive us and have mercy on us. Because the real loss is the loss of the hereafter, when a person will lose himself and his family and everything that he had, everything he once enjoyed. So we need the forgiveness of Allah. We learn about the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Our Lord, forgive me and my parents and the believers the day the account is established. Allahu Akbar. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even he's seeking forgiveness for his parents. And he's seeking forgiveness for the believers. And we should also do that. Seek forgiveness for yourself, for your parents, your family, your spouse, your children, and for all the believers. We learned the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was being persecuted, by his people, those who believed along with him. They made this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our Lord, make us not objects of torment for the disbelievers and forgive us. Our Lord, indeed, it is you who is the exalted in might, the wise. Sometimes it happens that you become, a believer becomes a fitna for those who disbelieve, meaning a trial or a source of punishment or an object of torment, that a believer suffers at the hand of a disbeliever, where a disbeliever tortures and persecutes the believers. And we witness this in the world, where so many Muslims are suffering at the hands of those who do not believe. They're torturing our brothers and sisters, persecuting them in unimaginable ways. So we make this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And we also ask Allah for forgiveness. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا. Our Lord, forgive us. Because if this is the consequence of our own wrongdoing, our own neglect, we beg you for your forgiveness. Because your forgiveness is truly vast. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are mighty. You are able to remove the oppression of the oppressors. And you are Hakim, you are wise in all of your decrees. So we do not, we do not have any objection against your decree, but we beg you for your mercy. We learn about Musa alayhi salam. He made dua. He said, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. My Lord, I have wronged myself, so forgive me. He made this dua when he accidentally killed a man. Can you imagine? You go to help someone and you accidentally killed someone? Can you imagine how heavy that must have been on the heart of Musa alayhi salam? Anytime you end up accidentally hurting someone, even verbally, this is heavy on your heart. If you end up hurting someone physically or financially, unintentionally, you didn't mean to, damage someone's property, but you accidentally did it. For example, you park right next to someone and the wind is blowing very fast and your door swings open and it hits the door of the car next to you. And imagine if this happens in the masjid parking lot. I remember this happened with me once. I was in the parking lot and I came to the car and there was a note on my windshield that please call me. I accidentally damaged your car. And I couldn't figure out what had happened. And as I was looking, a man walked up and in fact, it was a teenager, a young kid. And he came and he said that I accidentally damaged the side of your car. So please, if there is anything I can do, let me know. And this was so honest of him. So honest, mashallah. Yes, and this is very rare. Very rare. Typically what happens, if we accidentally damage someone's property, then we say, go, run, hide quickly. Let's go as soon as possible before they find out. Because if they find out, we're going to get caught and then we're going to have to pay for it. Well, if we don't pay for it today, then we'll have to pay for it on the Day of Judgment with our good deeds. Someone who is sincere to Allah, someone who is sincere to people, for them, any wrong that they do to others is heavy, heavy on their heart. So the first thing we need to do, seek forgiveness from Allah. And that is what Musa alayhi salam did. Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi. Musa alayhi salam didn't blame the other person that, oh, he was a weakling. Or yes, it was his fault. He deserved it. He was fighting someone from the Bani Israel. He was fighting someone from my people. He deserved this. Musa alayhi salam did not justify his wrong. He did not blame anyone else. He took full responsibility and he said, "Inni zalamtu nafsi. I wronged myself. So, oh my Lord, forgive me." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Faghafara lahu." Allah forgave him. Allah forgave him. So this is the humility with which we should seek forgiveness from Allah. Then we learn about Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. They made dua, "Anta waliyuna, faghfir lana warhamna, wa anta khayrul ghafirin." You are our protector, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of the forgivers. You see, Allah is our protector. How can we survive without His forgiveness, without His protection? And if we don't seek forgiveness from Allah, we are giving up His protection. When we sin, we are giving up Allah's protection. So we need His protection. How do we get that? By seeking forgiveness from Allah. We learn about Sulaiman alayhi salam. He said, "Rabbi ighfirli, oh my Lord, forgive me." Sulaiman alayhi salam, the king, the prophet. Amazing. He is asking Allah for forgiveness and Allah forgave him. We are taught in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, where the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the believers, this is their statement, غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord. We obey you and we seek forgiveness from you, our Lord. غُفْرَانَكَ. We learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is told in the Quran that وَقُلْ and say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That, O my Lord, forgive and have mercy, and you are the best of those who show mercy. We learn about the believers, those who are firmly grounded in knowledge. They say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That the people of knowledge, they say, our Lord, indeed we have believed. So forgive us our sins and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Forgive us our sins and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Because without forgiveness, we are in great danger. In great danger. So Ya Allah, you forgive us. And we learn about the righteous slaves of Allah in Surah Ali Imran, that they say, رَبَّنَا غُفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. That our Lord, forgive us our sins and our excesses. Any excess that we have committed in our affairs, Ya Allah, forgive us for that also. And yes, sometimes we do commit excess. We do go beyond moderation, beyond what is correct, what is permissible. So, Ya Allah, forgive us for our excesses also. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا, and plant firmly our feet. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and help us, give us victory over the disbelieving people. We also learn at the end of Surah Ali Imran that the ulul albab, that people who are truly intelligent, who reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and they remember Allah at all times, of their du'as is رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, our Lord, so forgive us our sins. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا, and remove from us our misdeeds. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and cause us to die with the righteous. You see, the Prophet ﷺ would recite the last verses of Surah Ali Imran in the night when he would get up to perform the Tahajjud prayer. And within these verses are many du'as. And of those du'as is the du'a of forgiveness also. That, O Allah, forgive us, our Lord, forgive us. Then we learn in the Quran that on the Day of Judgment, the believers will say, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. They say that our Lord, complete for us our light and forgive us. Perfect our nur for us. And this is dua that we should make now also. That because nur is, light is the light of guidance, the light of knowledge, the light of good deeds. And this is what will be a source of actual physical light for a person on the Day of Judgment. Light with which a person will be able to cross the bridge. Because we learned that before the bridge, the salat that is suspended over hell, there will be complete darkness. Complete darkness. And each person will be given their own light with which they will cross the salat. So how do we want to be at that time? We want light, a lot of light. If it's ever happened with you that you've driven in a place where there is complete darkness, maybe in the night. There are some highways in the States, in America, where literally at night it is pitch black, complete dark. There are no lights whatsoever. No lights. The only lights you have are the lights of your car. And God forbid if they break down, if something happens to them, you are toast. You are surrounded in darkness. May Allah protect us. So we should make this dua that our Lord perfect for us our light. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, forgive us. Forgive us our sins. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, you are over all things competent. You are able to forgive all of my sins. We learn in the Quran about the believers, especially those who came after the companions. And these are the believers until the Day of Judgment. Their dua is, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. That our Lord forgive us and forgive our brothers who preceded us in faith. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And put not in our hearts any resentment toward those who have believed. إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, you are kind and merciful. Our Lord, indeed, you are kind and merciful. So we see that here, we are seeking forgiveness for us, for ourselves, and also for those believers who came before us. That Ya Allah forgive them as well. Then we are taught in the Quran that the believers, they say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Our Lord, we have believed. So forgive us and have mercy upon us. And you are the best of those who show mercy. So you bestow your mercy on us. You cover us with your mercy. Protect us from the consequence of our sins. Protect us from committing more sins. And give us blessings which we have deprived ourselves of on account of our sins. You compensate for our mistakes. You remove them from us and fill our lives with good things from your mercy, out of your mercy. وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Ameen. So these were du'as from the Quran in which we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among these du'as are the du'as of the prophets of Allah, the righteous believers, du'as which Allah teaches us. And inshallah, in our next session, we will go over some du'as from the sunnah in which we learn different ways of seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, we will conclude over here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Allah.